When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Carmichael Dave Show.
He's on the microphone when he's not on the microphone. He's playing a song, and when he's not playing a song, he's on the microphone, and then boom!
With Jason Ross.
No, he didn't! Yes, he did!
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross on Sacktown Sports. The best in local sports.
They just make it interesting, you know?
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross
on Sacktown Sports.
Du hast mich.
Yeah, I didn't bring it, dude, but you're not getting more of a year out of Kevin Durant.
That's what I was trying to do. At first, I thought it was you, Chris. Hey, Chris, do you think this is a good song for a team to come out to in soccer? This is on our list for next year of songs that, might have them pop out too. I personally don't think I'm not sold on it, but you know, teams coming out of the tunnel that this plays.
Oh, the song that we were just playing?
Du hast.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, Jason.
Yeah. It's fine. It wasn't bad.
I think we're down to it's that Sabotage by the Beastie Boys or Enter Sandman, I think. I tried One Vision by Queen. Nobody wanted it again. Nobody ever wants One Vision by Queen, damn it. One of these days, someday when I'm older, I'm going to buy some like 12th league team and just make One Vision their open.
What about that Survivor song, the ballad?
The Search Is Over?
Yes.
That'd be depressing.
Play Kasabian. They're big over there.
Play who?
Kasabian.
Kasabian?
Yeah.
Isn't that the guy who just quit Alabama?
No, he's the former Giants general manager.
Oh, Brian Kasabian.
Brian Kasabian.
Here's Kevin Durant. Now, you saw during the Suns-Wolves series, you saw Anthony Edwards being quite demonstrative. And in one exchange, I think it was game three, he was yammering with Kevin Durant. Durant's just laughing. Katie was asked about Anthony Edwards after the game.
Kevin, Ant was saying that he's looking forward to playing with you at the Olympics. What have you thought about his growth and leap and his performance in the series?
So impressed with Ant. So impressed with Ant. My favorite player to watch. Just grown so much since he came into the league at 22. Just his love for the game just shines bright. And that's something that's probably, that's one of the reasons why I like him the most, because he just loves basketball. He's grateful to be in this position. He's taking advantage of every opportunity he's gotten. Love everything about Ant. Everything. And be watching him going forward. And you know he's going to go out there and play extremely hard every single night, but was really impressed with him. And it's going to be somebody I'm following for the rest of his career.
He had you hurt his ankle yesterday. You'll have to monitor that, but they're going to have some time off. He had a dunk. I wouldn't say it was on Durant,
no.
But Durant was kind of in the vicinity.
Yeah, because that's the way it was even labeled. Like, look at him get Durant. I'm like,
nah, not
but
really.
Whatever. It was definitely still impressive.
Definitely a business decision by Durant.
Yeah.
And then he also had a great block. He had that block earlier this year. He had the block of the year, I think, as well earlier in the season. He's fun to watch. He's brash. He's always had a kind of we talk a lot about charisma, and he has his charisma is falling out of his pockets. Here he was earlier in his career on Alex Rodriguez. This is a guy that grew up playing baseball. Probably should know who that is.
A fan at all growing up or anything like that? What you think about what he might bring to the team?
Alex Rodriguez.
A fan? What do you mean? Who is he?
The baseball player? Alex Rodriguez?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Well, honest.
I don't know who the heck it is. I do remember I think it was right after he was drafted. He was doing an interview with somebody, and was basically like, "Yeah, if I went and played baseball, I'd be an all-star. If I went to, if I was at football, I'd be an all-star." He does not lack confidence in any way, shape, or form, yeah. And you got to love that. And good for the Timberwolves, who really, other than the Kings, and some would even argue, even though the Kings got him by a year, when you look at the last, since the T-Wolves were brought into the league, they actually have a worse time of it in the postseason than the Kings do.
Right.
You could at least say the Kings had that one run in 02. And yeah, they had some good times with KG, but they've actually had less overall postseason success in this millennium than the Sacramento Kings. So it's good to see them do their thing. I tip of the cap. Now we go to the Suns. This is, once again, Matt Ishbia comes in, the guy who made his billions in the mortgage industry and literally mortgaged the future of the Suns. They have their pick this year they can trade on draft day. And then I think they have a 2030 pick they can trade. All their second-round picks are gone. In the Stepien rule does not apply for second-round picks. Stepien rule meaning you can't trade 2 years in a row of a pick. That's first round. Second round, I think it's like 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, plus some pick swaps in there as well. It's not just the second-round picks gone, and it's not just the first-round picks are gone. It's those pick swaps. Because even if the Suns want to rebuild, trade off some assets, clear that cap space. As of right now, Jason, based on contracts staying and going, they have the highest payroll in the NBA next year on the books right now. Even if they want to rebuild, well, they're hamstrung because you're dealing with teams that can swap out for you. They really went all in on this team. And, yes, you can have some creativity, and who knows who will develop and who won't. And I don't want to write off them right now completely, but you can look on one hand, Jason, super teams, if you will, whether it's LeBron's Heatles or whomever it is, it usually will take them more than a year to do their thing. But I just don't know what changes with this team next year.
Yeah, I mean, and I would say they were relatively healthy. I mean, there were some games Bradley Beal missed during the regular season, but I think this was less about their seeding. I think it was, did you believe that they could win it? And I didn't. So in 2 years of this, since they've kind of added Durant and they've had Booker, and obviously Booker since they drafted him, moved on with Beal here, they finished, what, last year, fourth and a first round. They got out of the first round and lost in the second round.
Yes.
And this year a sixth seed that they kind of got at the very end, which they still got, and a first round exit and actually a sweep. So their contracts are in trouble. Their assets are gone, and they just didn't get enough, I don't think, for what they did trade. Like, for Ayton as a former number one pick.
Yeah.
What, they get Nurkic?
Nurkic and something else. I don't.
And Nasir Little, I think.
For
Chris Paul, helped get him Bradley Beal, which is significant. But I just wonder if they had stuck with that or didn't do Durant and kept Bridges and Cam Johnson, would they have been better off? There's just a lot of what-ifs with that team.
Let me ask you this. Just thinking out loud here. The Sacramento Kings call up the Phoenix Suns and they offer, they'd have to do some maneuverations to make this happen, but they offer up Keegan Murray, and then you'd have to fill, so let's say Harrison Barnes and Kevin Huerter, and three first round draft picks for Devin Booker. You think even a conversation happens? By the way, I'm not advocating the Kings necessarily do that.
Which side are you asking is a conversation happen? Phoenix?
I'm saying if the Kings offered, if they called up. Can we agree that Devin Booker is the best asset on that team?
Yeah.
Age, contract,
production.
And a Fox Booker backcourt would be insane.
Mm-hmm.
You're hurting a little bit defensively. You also just gutted your wings. I mean, I you're
like, I think so. I think a conversation's happening.
Okay. I agree. I think Phoenix listens. Here's the problem, though. If you're the Kings, is Fox, Booker, Sabonis, and God knows what you do at the 3 and 4 now? Is that getting you a title?
Well, the other one's not.
No.
Or hasn't. Doesn't mean it can't eventually, but I think you're closer.
Yeah. I'm just trying to figure out what we could pick off of the Suns because I'm selfish.
Yeah.
I don't think Durant does it. I mean, Durant at the 3-4 would be great. But I think you actually have to give something up. And I want to trade Keegan Murray for, honestly, this is going to sound funny and like I'm way overrating him, but just for a number of reasons. If the Suns called up and said, we'll give you Durant straight up for Keegan Murray, I'd say no if I was the Kings. And not because Durant isn't better than Keegan Murray. Believe me, I get it. But you're getting a guy who is far older.
Mm-hmm.
I don't trust the games he played. But most importantly, your salary locked now. Like, you're going from whatever the $7, $8 million Keegan's making to 50-plus with Durant.
You're saying that is enough if you do that. Like, to win it.
What, Durant on this team?
Yeah, that's what, if you do it, is what you're saying. It's like, because you have no other freedom.
If you do this, it has to be enough.
Right.
You have to be able to
go. It's kind of the spot Phoenix is in.
That's exactly
right.
They're
doing this thinking that we got a championship team.
And I don't think I don't think Fox and who, let's say Fox and Monk, just for funsies. Fox and Herder. Fox and Keon.
Right.
I don't know that Fox, whoever, Murray, Durant, and Sabonis, even if you didn't have to trade Murray. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's really, I've said it before, I'll say it again. If the Kings are going to make a big swing this is the summer to probably do it.
Yeah.
Between the Lakers, between the Suns, Philly's got all their players pretty much free agents or something like that. You've got a lot of distressed assets out there that are going to be available at a value. But the problem is I look at the Phoenix thing and I go, well, obviously all three of those guys, even Beal, would help on spec. I just don't know how you make it work based on what you have to give up and trying to fit into the cap.
Right.
So it's very interesting. In the meantime, and we'll talk about this again in 3 for Madness, we'll finish up with the Suns, but it is a bad situation for Phoenix to be in right now. You want to talk about going from sucking to the finals, and now they're in as bad a position as they've been since they've sucked. Almost worse, though, because you can't rebuild with this thing, man. You're stuck. So, good job, Matt Ishbia. New owners, never fails. Fall on their faces. 1:30 is this break, so you have barely enough time to go refill your coffee mug or whatever. Come back, hang out. 3 for Madness. Who would you rather be? Phoenix or, as I wrote it, Sacramento? We'll talk about that next.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Save big money at Menards. Add comfort to your life with Menards' great selection of Serta mattresses. Find the perfect mattress that fits your size and firmness needs. Hurry in today and pick up a Serta Gel memory foam mattress in a box on sale now through May 27. Take control of your comfort with Serta mattresses at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards. This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Three questions, three answers. It's Three for Madness on the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross.
Here's question one.
It's a good question. Somebody asked on social media just now with that guy sending us the video, listening to us in the middle of the city of Los Angeles. Is it possible the radio antenna went to upsizematters.com?
More girth.
We have a girthier antenna. That's a well thought out thing, and I will ask.
Yeah. You lost the antenna?
Well, the antenna might want to keep it to
that's true.
Their self, his self, and I don't know. I will not gender our antenna. I will ask, and I'll come back to you with
it's
that.
Not a mantenna.
Three for man.
That's name's Ann.
Three for that is true. And antenna. Or is it Aunt like Anna? Anthony, like Aunt Edwards. Oh. Aunt Anna.
Oh, it's my Aunt Anna.
Oh, it's my Aunt Anna. That actually sounds expired. Too many ants. Three for madness. We're stupid. Question one.
Who would you rather be right now? Phoenix or Sacramento?
It says Sacramento. Sacramento. With absolutely no hesitation whatsoever, I'd rather be Sacramento. Now, I know that sounds kind of stupid. Hey, Phoenix had a better record, barely. Phoenix made the playoffs.
Yeah. Did they peak at that win here on that Friday night?
I think so. Doesn't help that Phoenix just got swept and New Orleans is about to get swept either, by the way. Just does not help as a Kings fan. But they had almost the exact same record. And Sacramento, look, if Monty McNair wanted to rebuild, if he wanted to say, you know what, fail fast, this ain't working, we're going to have a ceiling, got to rebuild. Fox has trade value. Sabonis has trade value. Keegan has trade value. There's one pick that hasn't conveyed to Atlanta. All the picks are available, first and seconds. Monty McNair, if he wanted to go Sam Presti and just shut this team down and build it for the future, could 100% do that. And for that reason, on top of the fact that there's really not, I mean, you're talking, what did they finish, a game or two apart?
Yeah.
You're not talking about, I mean, it was the last, it was the last week of the season. You know, they finished, three games apart, excuse me. You came down to that last one, though, where if it wasn't for the Kings falling apart at the end, They were as good or better than the Suns all year. I'd much rather be in the Kings spot.
I would too. And, you know, I think, you know, there's certainly the future looks brighter for the Kings because of what you just said. They've got more lanes. They have a lot of avenues they could possibly go no matter what. You know, they're not cap tied really that badly. Right. Their contracts are all movable if need be. Where Phoenix, I would say their present is better, but is it that much? I mean, it's, they are a championship or bust team, and so they busted again this year. And I think all they could do is run it back. I mean, that's all they can.
That's
really
all they can do.
And they hope to be a version of what Dallas is, and it's like, or the Clippers. It's like, yeah, they ran it back, or the Lakers, they ran it back for the most part. And they're all championship or bust kind of teams, and you could tweak a little bit. Maybe you have a better record, but at the end, you've got to get through the playoff gauntlet, and I don't think Phoenix can.
75 games for Kevin Durant at an average of 37.2 minutes per. 68 games for Devin Booker at an average of 36 even. Bradley Beal, 53 games. That was the big one. Missed 29 games at an average of 33.3. You know, they just re-upped. We forgot about Grayson Allen. That was a big loss, you know, his injury. But you're not getting more than 75 games and 37 minutes out of Kevin Durant. I would be shocked if both of those weren't highest for the rest of his career. So, yeah, they got issues. Number two.
Question two.
Are you happy for the Wolves, considering how terrible they've been playoff-wise?
We just talked about this, but yeah, I am. I'm not a Wolves fan, of course, but they're a youngish. I guess when I think of Ant Edwards, they're young, but they're the right way. I like Chris Finch. He's a good coach. Remember, there was a lot of crap when they hired Chris Finch. Remember that whole thing where they grabbed him off Toronto's bench? And it was like, well, there's other guys here that I think Adrian Griffin was actually on the – I think it's been a – who is it? It's not Garrison Rosas, although I think he was part of that. It's who was – is it Sachin Gupta up there in Minnesota? I can't remember.
I feel like both names sound familiar.
Yeah. They're doing a good job.
But is he injury prone?
Chris Finch? Yeah, that's true. Tim Connolly, excuse me. That's right. They just grabbed Tim Connolly. I want to say, this year, but a lot of the work that has been done there, was done by that. And Tim Connolly is one of the best, GMs in the whole thing. I want to say, wasn't he?
He was with Utah, right?
I thought it was Denver. Isn't he the architect? Am I tripping? I thought Tim Connolly was the architect. Yeah, he was, the Denver Nuggets GM, he replaced Masai Ujiri in 2013. He won the Executive of the Year in 2020, 2021. He brought over Aaron Gordon. He's the one that, I believe, drafted Nikola Jokic. So, yeah, that's gonna be a nice thing on your
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, I'm good for them and good for that town. Look, I lived in St. Paul for a little over a year, and it wasn't my favorite place to live, I won't lie, just because a lot of the weather, but that's a really good sports town. It really is a very good sports town, and there hasn't been a lot of luck.
Not with that team, not with that organization, really all their sports.
All of them.
Yeah.
The Twins haven't been, you know, title contenders really since Kirby Puckett, rest his soul, and the Vikings have had their ups and downs, mostly downs, and Gary Anderson misses. Good for them. Good for them getting some relevant basketball there,
Jim. Yeah, and now they just need to keep it going, right? They're moving on. It's likely going to be Denver next.
Yeah.
Likely, yeah. Right? I can't imagine the Lakers coming from 3-0 back, but that'll be a good series.
So what would that be? That would be Minnesota, Denver, and what? The winner of Dallas Clippers versus OKC?
Yeah.
Is that right?
I'm assuming OKC wins, but yeah, that's a pretty safe assumption.
Interesting. So if the Clippers win that series, well, they'd have to win this one too.
Yeah, this was always the woulda, shoulda, coulda to me for the Kings. Like, again, I think they would have done well against OKC. That's doesn't matter.
I hear you.
And then it would have been Dallas Clippers. Like, their road was actually pretty nice.
It kind of was.
They didn't get there.
Are you saying it should have been Kings and Nuggets in the Western Conference Finals?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
I am saying that. Anything less disappointing. Yeah. Was the season a failure?
It was.
Now it was. Yep. Now I'm angry.
Now we figured it out.
Number three.
Question three.
Do the injuries in Milwaukee bail out Doc Rivers?
Yes. Kind of. They will. I don't. Sam came on last week, and I asked him, is Doc going to be on the hot seat, on the hot seat? And he straight up was like, no, he won't be. And he was right. Of course he's right. Doc's got a lot of reputation coach rebuilding to do, coach reputational rebuild, if you will. It will be interesting. I'll say this. It's not his fault. Well, I mean, actually, it's kind of his fault that they fired Adrian Griffin. They talked to him. He kind of backdoored his way in there. And this has not been a great year. It's not his fault that Giannis and Lillard are injured. But look, man, the Pacers beat him 4 out of 5 this year already. So, yeah, maybe he's bailed out now. But if he ain't on the hot seat coming out of the box next year, then I'm leaving show business.
I think there's a lot of spots here where the decision makers in Milwaukee also don't want to look bad.
Yeah.
And so they might go, well, we brought him in mid-season. We did have injuries. Let's give him a whole season off season. But you're right, hot seat, it started, I think, already for him. But I think he's safe. Injuries might help. The series still isn't over, but they need to get those guys back. And, you know, even that, like, there was parts of that game yesterday, and, like, even when Portis got ejected, I'm like, man, they're still hanging with Indiana. And then by the end, Indiana just dismissed them.
Yeah, so, had they beaten Indiana yesterday, that would have been insane.
Yeah.
Because it's just, you don't have Giannis and Dame.
Right.
That's an issue. We'll take a break. And that's good analysis. If you don't have Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard, that's a problem. This is the only place you're finding that kind
great
of analysis.
Take.
Frankie, Brendan, you should learn from that. When we come back, let's continue our reviews. We're almost wrapped up. We just have two to go, really. Let's get to Domantas Sabonis. We'll get to De'Aaron Fox when we have time. We've got audio from his exit interviews. And let's talk about the season that he had. This is going to be an – I've been waiting for this one. Sabonis' year in review coming up next.
On the move.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Transform your home in one weekend and get big savings on everything for your project at Menards. Menards carries the largest selection of Purdy painting tools you need to get your painting project started. From brushes, paint, roller covers, and even paint kits. Hurry in and save big money on Purdy painting supplies. Get everything you need for your painting project at Menards. Plus, check out Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
to get your sports fix.
Live and local.
The Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross.
I was in our research den just to kind of put a cap on the Minnesota conversation, just to remember what happened. The Timberwolves traded for Rudy Gobert, Malik Beasley, Patrick Beverley, Leandro Bomaro, what ended up being Walker Kessler, the 22 pick in the 22 draft, Jared Vanderbilt, a 23 first-round pick, a 25 first-round pick, a 27 first-round pick, and a 29 first-round pick.
Yikes.
Along with a pick swap in 26. So it's interesting how history, you know, the victors and all that saying, whatever the hell that is. But we're talking about the Suns and what they've mortgaged. Good thing the Timberwolves are doing well, because that's quite the swing.
And we say well because of getting through the first round.
Sure.
But, I mean, if it ends next round, then...
You're right. You're right.
You know, next year you get here, their thought, I know I would think this way if I was there, like, hey, next year maybe a 2 seed, a 1 seed, and get further. Sure.
Yeah.
That's the thought, but much like the Kings, a 3 seed and probably finish higher. The Suns were a 4 seed last year, finished lower and are out in the first round.
Yeah.
No guarantees to any of this.
They got a top 3 seed, number 3 seed, just in that crazy, you know, fight between the three of them and Minnesota losing. Well, they lost to somebody dumb, didn't they, in the last... I thought I remember they lost. It was a really silly loss.
Phoenix.
Was it Phoenix at the final game of the year?
I believe so.
God, is that right? And then they just went and swept. That's very New Orleans. Yeah, you're right. They lost at home 125-106. Maybe they knew what they were doing. Maybe they tanked that last game to get Phoenix. And then who do we say? They go up against Denver next. Ugh, okay, maybe they didn't. Domantas Sabonis. What a year for Domantas Sabonis.
We'll
get to his stats in a second. But when asked to assess the season, it might have been a little too early for Domas.
Definitely, yeah. It's hard to assess right now. You know, I was talking to some of the guys, like, it wasn't a bad season. You know, we were always up on a good note, on a high, you know, like usually when you don't make the playoffs. You have a losing record or you're almost at 500, you know, so it definitely didn't feel that this way. So the fact that we're not in the postseason is definitely hard to swallow right now. So I can't really answer that.
Okay. How about what he's going to work on? Let's see.
Okay.
Got some work to do in the offseason.
Like I say, you know, it's always a bit of everything, you know, my overall game. I feel like, you know, through the offense, I kind of have to have a threat everywhere on the court since – I'm getting through, you know, on the elbow in a situation like that. But knowing Doug, he already has a whole book written for me, and we got to go over it now. And he's very creative, you know, and we're going to get to work straight away.
I think his entire summer, I'm like 90% not joking here, his entire summer, he doesn't need to do conditioning. Like, he's in great shape, take care of the body, rest up. He took a beating this year. His entire summer should be mid-range shots and free throws. That's it. That's all I need. Mm. And you know, and continue to work on the three. Look, his percentage was great.
Mm-hmm.
If he can just, you know, that might be a thing. I will take you, Jason, to maybe the greatest example. I actually think it is the greatest example in history. The Brooke Lopez example. When you looked at Brooke Lopez's career, there's a 7'1" center who, in his first 8 seasons. Now, he played 82 games, for example, his first 3 years. This isn't the guy that was riding the bench. Jason, his first 8 seasons, he did not make a 3-point shot.
Hmm.
He was 0 of 7. He made 1 in his 9th season. He made 2 in his 10th season. Wow. So let me just recap here real quick. Brooke Lopez was 3 of 31 from three.
His first 10 seasons.
In his first 10 seasons. And I guarantee you, quite a few of those 31s were end of the quarter, end of the shot clock. He was 2 of 14 from 3 with Brooklyn in 2015-2016. The next season, he was 134 out of 387 from beyond the arc. He made 134, 112, 187, 102, 95. He missed some time there. 136 in this last year, 148. So when you consider in his first 10 years, he made 3 3-pointers, Jason. Since then, in 2, 4, 6, 8 years, he's made 936.
Wow.
There's no crazier example in the history of the NBA than Brook Lopez and 3-pointers. Obviously, just because Brook did it, you can't say Domas can do it.
Right.
Certainly not that prolifically. But my God, if he could add 50 made threes, just enough to keep defenses honest, that opens up a whole new world of offense for the Kings.
And for him.
And for him.
Right? Yeah, I think there's still – the good thing is he will work hard.
Yes.
I believe in that. And I think there is more still for his game to develop. And that's an exciting thing. I don't think he's – even as great of an individual season that he had, I don't think he's reached the ceiling.
No, I couldn't agree with you more. 82 games this year, 79 last year, even with the broken hand. In case you're wondering, by the way, he made 33 three-pointers this year, 33 of 80. That seems high. I don't remember making 33 three-pointers this year, but he did. 33 of 87, that's a 38% clip. That's just fine.
Mm-hmm.
You're sniffing 40% from three. You're doing quite well. So, yeah, that would add maybe I said 50. All right, let's go 75, Domas. Let's make the goal next year.
Almost won a game.
Almost won a game. 75. That's it. Not even won a game.
Yeah.
75 threes from you, Domas, and we'll count it good. That's what I need out of you. As far as what's going to surround Domantas Sabonis next year, he talked quite openly, actually, about Monty and Wes Wilcox and what they're going to do or not do.
Yeah, of course. You know, Monty and Wes have always been really open with me and including me in some big decisions, you know, which I appreciate, you know, and hopefully it keeps moving forward that way, you know, and we have a big summer coming up.
It's an interesting comment. You don't often hear players say that, especially on good teams, you know, above 500 teams. Because when you say, hopefully we have a big summer, and I know this isn't how he meant it, but there's no other way around it. If the Kings have a big summer, that means people on the significant amounts of people on this team will likely leave. And generally, guys are going to say, oh, I won't play with who came here. But I think Domas and they all understand that without naming names, this team needs more.
Yeah. And that part of that big summer could also just be retaining Malik Monk.
That's right.
Not just, but part of it, too.
Well, he was asked about Malik Monk.
Malik's future obviously is a big focal point right now. How important has he been? And you know, do you approach him? Do you say anything just about how much you guys would love to keep him?
Trying every day since the beginning of training camp. you know, obviously he knows how what I think of him and how much I care about him. So yeah, hopefully we would love to have him back.
Do you think it would circumvent the salary cap? There's got to be a rule about this, right? But like. Let me think how I do this. This is like super stupid. I just want to know what the rule is. Let's say Domas, like the max the Kings could give Malik is 478, right? So what if Domantas Sabonis like hired Malik to vacuum his room twice a year?
For how much?
$22 million. That's got to be some sort of weird circumvention of the salary cap, but he's doing it on his own.
Yeah. You really want to give someone $22 million?
I mean, you know, at that level.
Then is it what, an
IOU? Here's what we do. Here's what we do. We have to find Domas Sabonis a $22 million endorsement. Okay? And make that money up to him.
Why not just Malik?
Oh, yeah, that's true. I guess we could do that.
Cut out the middleman.
That's a great point.
I love that you're going full booster now.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Colleges have boosters. Why doesn't the NBA have boosters?
They do okay.
Yeah, I guess
they're doing all right on their own.
I mean, it's not like college football's hurting.
True.
But, you know,
But some individuals are.
All right, let's find who can. Let's get Malik to be the new pizza guy. $22 million.
I'm a pizza guy.
Yeah, why not? Finally, and then we'll break here real quick. Finally, from Domas, just a kind of a philosophical question about playing here in Sacramento and how it feels.
It's been really fun, really fun. Like I always say, since the first day, you know, I've been welcomed here with open arms, and it's made it very easy for me to transition and really be the player who I am today, you know. And, you know, I always give credit to my teammates. You know, they're the ones who make it easier for me on the court. So their trust allowing me to be me on the court is what's led me to be here.
All right. So when we come back, let's look at his numbers. Let's look at his year and what he can improve on, what he doesn't need to improve on, all that fun stuff. We'll grade out Domantas Sabonis next.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Michael Dave.
He has very good sources, and he just kind of tells it as it is and gets to the point.
Jason Ross.
He has a lot of pretty smart things to say.
He's good at what he does.
On Sactown Sports.
Domantas Sabonis. Domantas Sabonis. You know, sometimes you introduce a song that catches on. Sometimes you introduce a song and the player goes on a slump and gets injured. We're not judging. It's not easy. Was that the greatest... when you look back at highlights of Domantas Sabonis' 23-24 season, fair to say the Domantas Sabonis song, top five?
Oh, yeah.
Easily.
And I think our guys do a great job doing all this Kings work, Kings content. But I think Frankie and Brendan really missed out. No one asked Sabonis what he thought of the chant.
And it's been asked before. You know, it was asked. I think Deuce and Mo asked him. I know his wife has commented on it. I know Moak actually, I think, asked him after. And by all accounts, it sounds like he loves it. I agree. Frankie and Brendan should have gone deeper, especially since it was, you know, Sacktown Sports played a huge part in it. You know, hey, you know, they should have gone up there and said, hey, Domas, you know, our colleagues at Sacktown Sports, you know, helped create the chant. Because, you know, big props to Scott Moak and to the whole Game Ops crew for really sliding through the idea and also helping with the audio cues
pushing
as well.
Yeah.
But who deserves the credit? You know who really deserves the credit truly for the Domas Sabonis chant?
The fans.
You're technically right. But which fans, Christopher? Because... if we're being fully honest here, shout out to Kevin De Bruyne and the Manchester City fans, because that's where we learned. He's not the first guy, but that's really over there. They go, oh, Kevin De Bruyne, and do the whole chant after that. We just kind of lifted it from them. So that's why Chris loves the chant.
Yeah, he does.
Every time they chant it, he's thinking Kevin De Bruyne.
I think he does say that.
Flipped up a couple times. A
couple times. Domantas Sabonis this year. 19.4 points per game on 59.5%.
Oh, Simone would like 20% of the credit for the...
What did she do?
She put the song in the system.
She gets 25% for putting the...
20%.
For putting the song in our system here
mm-hmm.
so you could play it on rejoiners? I mean, that's what we're talking about.
That's
right?
That's her defense.
Okay. I mean, I don't mind putting her in the credit pool, but I think
sounds like you're taking off some of
I'm saying 20%. I think we're talking like 3.
Oh, wow.
3%.
Simone, send your letters to Carmichael
for,
Dave.
For uploading a song? Yeah, come on. Maybe 5? I mean, I'm going to be thinking about that for the rest of the day. Okay. You know, the actual credit versus perceived credit. 59.5% from the field. 38% from beyond the arc, but just under a half a three a game. Shot just over 1. Led the league in rebounds for the second straight year, Jason. Last year, he led the league at 12.3, which matched exactly what he did the year before, 12.3. The year before, 12.1. The year before, 12. The year before that, 12.4. This year, a career high, 13.7 rebounds per game, a career high, 3.6 offensive, 10.1 defensive, again, all career highs, and a career high in assists, 8.2%, a career high in blocks, 0.6, but his old career high was 0.5, and then really, honestly, maybe the most impressive, with the exception of his rookie year where he played 20 minutes a game and had far less dealings with the ball. It is insane that when you look at Domas's usage rate and you look at how much the offense runs through him, 3 turnovers a game, a career low.
Okay.
A career low. I'm sorry. I was looking at personal fouls.
I was going to say, that didn't sound right.
He had a career low in fouls. I'm sorry. He had 3.3 turnovers per game. But Jason, 19.5 points, 13.7 boards, 8.2 assists. I believe he was number 1 in rebounds, number 5 in assists. I've said it before and I'll say it again. People really get triggered when you say this. Domantas Sabonis is not Nikola Jokic. Nikola Jokic is a generational player and about to be a 3-time All-Star, already a champion, could be a second-time champion this year. But he is the closest big in the league to Nikola Jokic. And really, you're looking at a difference of about 7 points per game between the two of them. The assists and the rebounds are almost completely negligible. He actually has more efficiency. Jokic better from the free throw line. That 7 points is a big deal because you can lean on him offensively.
Yeah.
And I think if I have my main criticism with Domas this year, who had a wonderful season, he needs to create a little more of a bag for himself.
Yeah, I agree. I think, and that could be one area I think he needs to be better into is a little bit. What was his free throw percentage?
Free throw percentage this year was 70.4.
Yeah.
A career, other than his rookie year when he shot 65, that's a career low. That's down almost 4 full points from last year.
Okay, so that needs to get better. That's one area. And then the other one, to your point, I think you're right, is you can go to him and get a bucket, but not in the same way that you go to him and De'Aaron Fox get you a bucket. Like, yes. Fox will get the bucket himself.
Yes.
Sabonis could be responsible for it, whether it's him or someone else, but it's nice sometimes when it's him. It's like, hey, yes. Look, we're in trouble. We need to stop a run. Go to Sabonis. He'll get something.
Yes.
Now, Sabonis' way of doing that, like I said, is a facilitator. Maybe he'll find his own, but he's such a great passer, so unselfish, willing to find other people. I just wish, like you said, that he had a move or two that you just go, that is almost unstoppable. Go to him because this team needs a bucket.
Absolutely. And I don't know that doesn't exist.
Right.
You know, look, when you score almost 20 points a game on league leading or top 5 efficiency, we're not talking about Ben Simmons here.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about a guy who scores damn near 20 points a game on phenomenal efficiency. And, oh, by the way, we've seen him have a couple of 30-point games this year in games where they need – if Domas is averaging 26 points a game this year, I'm not entirely sure the team is better.
Mm-hmm.
There's other people around him that need to do that. But you're right. There's no reason Domas Sabonis can't be an 80% free throw shooter, really. High 70s, low 80s. That's right. Where he should be. And I think adding – to me, those are the only things he needs to work on. Work on your 3-point shot and work on your midi game.
Yeah, well, if he's at 77, let's say, is he averaging about 22 points a game?
Yes. Yes.
That's a big difference.
That is a big difference. Now add in 1 made 3-pointer a game. Mm-hmm. Now add in, again, some of those middies where he – and I'm not talking about like, oh, he's struggling over a guy who's playing great defense. No, we saw plenty – when you talk about a guy with insane efficiency like that, I mean, seriously, a 60% shooter from the field, obviously 95% of those shots are coming within 3-4 feet. It should be high. But – we saw a lot of wide open bunnies this year, way too many that were missed or weren't taken.
Right.
He has, if DeMontis Sabonis can become a legitimate threat to defenses, and I'd love nothing more than to see this next year, dude. I'd love nothing more than to see Domas come out of the break, come out of the gate, and, oh, wow, there's six middies you just hit against whoever they open up against. Right. Oh, there's five. There's six. Oh, he hit 3 threes this game. And the defenses will realize now all of a sudden you have to follow him around. You have to guard him out there. Maybe perhaps even double team him in the mid range. Oh my God, what does that open up for everybody else? What does right. that do for Keegan Murray's game? What does that do for De'Aaron Fox's game and the ability? If you're stretching the two of them on opposite sides of the floor and Domas has the ball, he's going to find a cutting De'Aaron Fox. He's going to find a cutting Kevin Herter or Malik Monk or whomever's here. It's a whole new offense for this team.
For sure.
It's not just adding to him. That being said, we will review De'Aaron Fox tomorrow as our final postseason review. I would say by a fairly close margin, but because of the overall work that was done, I would say DeMontis Sabonis was the Kings' best player this year, with apologies and no disrespect to De'Aaron. I would say he was the team's best player this year. I think he will be somewhere in the top 10 in MVP voting. I would hope he will be third-team All-NBA, but he'll certainly be in the conversation. And if the guy comes back next year and leads the league in rebounds for a third straight year and is top five in assists, I'm going to be just fine with that.
Yeah.
I think he earned his paycheck this year. We will take a break when we come back. Let's switch gears, guys. How about some football? How about some 49er football? And let's talk. Let's talk about their wide receiver out of Florida in the first round, the rest of these guys, with Matt Barrows, as we do a mid-offseason, a check-in with him of The Athletic, Niners beat writer. We'll lay all that next.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.